During the interwar period, the Marine Nationale hadn't built all that many light cruisers. Three ships had been constructed during the 1920s, then a training cruiser, plus the lone Émile Bertin, which was planned for the very beginning of the 1930s. But, like early French heavy cruisers, they possessed virtually no armour. With World War I-era vessels that had been received from the High Seas Fleet, as well as the last of the pre-war armoured cruisers, all due to reach retirement in the early 1930s, additional cruisers were needed, and the French steel industry had made advances that had allowed the heavy cruiser Algerie to be designed with a comprehensive armour suite. And so new light cruisers might also be able to be protected against something more ambitious than small arms fire. There was also an informal agreement with Italy at the start of the 1930s not to build any more heavy cruisers, and between all these pressures, attention naturally turned to light cruisers, with the decision being made to go for smaller vessels, which would allow for more to be built for the same money. And so, over the first couple of years of the 1930s, a design was drawn up around a specification that called for a ship of 7,600 tons displacement, with 31 knots top speed, 9 6-inch guns, 4 90mm guns, 8 37mm guns, 8 heavy machine guns, and 6 torpedo tubes, with a 4-inch belt and 1.5 inches of deck armour. The armour levels were fairly substantial for any treaty cruiser in general, let alone one that was only using 3/4 of the maximum tonnage allowed per ship. And it was in fact very heavily based on the protection afforded to Algerie, minus the torpedo defence system and the 3-inch thick bomb-proof deck, as these two would have pushed displacement up to around 9,000 tons. However, the overall design was subjected to quite a number of changes. For example, the heavy anti-aircraft battery of 90mm guns was doubled, and the 37mm guns deleted, which allowed for a unified heavy anti-aircraft armament. 4 propeller shafts were replaced with 2, and the torpedo tubes were altered to 4 tubes in a pair of twin launchers instead of 6 in a pair of triples. A twin hangar and extensive aircraft handling facilities would be included aft. Thus, the final spec had the 6-inch guns arranged in 3 triple turrets, a pair superfiring forward and 1 aft. The 90mm guns were placed in 4 twin mounts, 2 per side amidships, with the torpedo launchers sitting between the 90mm installations. The power plant was rated, at least, to 84,000 chevaux vapeur, a French measure that's very close to shaft horsepower, but against a design speed of 31 knots, the class proved remarkably fast, with most ships capable of around 35 knots on trials, and Gloire reaching almost 37. Wanting a pair of 3-ship squadrons, and wanting them pretty quickly, it was decided to fan the work out across many shipyards. But, very conscious of what had happened in the past when large orders for ships of the same specification had been issued to different yards, it was decreed that the lead ship, La Galissonnière, would be built at Brest and would be finished first. The Brest shipyard would produce the plans and all the other shipyards would follow these plans. The delay in building the other ships would also allow for any changes that were found to be needed on La Galissonnière to be incorporated from the start on the other ships. The first 2 ships were laid down at the end of 1931, although Jean de Vienne was then built very slowly, for the reasons described previously. The other 4 ships, Montcalm, Georges Légieux, Marseillaise, and Gloire, were laid down in late 1933. The class lead launched in late 1933, while the others launched from mid-1935 through early 1936, with commissioning dates of the very start of 1936 for La Galissonnière and across 1937 for the rest. Upon entering service, 3 of the ships were assigned to the Atlantic and 3 to the Mediterranean. And although this was somewhat mixed up in the early part of the war by various commitments, by the time of France's surrender to Germany, all 6 vessels were based in Algiers to try and counter the Italians, who'd just entered the war. The threat of them sailing to join the rest of the main French fleet at Mers el-Kébir partially contributed to how that situation ended up going, but all the ships of the class ended up heading to Toulon instead once news of the fighting reached them. Under Vichy control, Georges Légieux, Montcalm and Gloire were sent to the French West African colonies in an attempt to counter Free French forces which were operating there, But thanks to the Royal Navy seizing their refuelling tanker, they instead had to take shelter at Dakar, which, ironically enough, ended up saving them, as when Vichy France fell, the other three, which were still in Toulon, had to be scuttled to prevent a German takeover, while the three in Dakar were left free to join the Free French forces, which they duly did, having extensive 40mm Bofors and 20mm Oerlikon installations provided by the Allies. After initially patrolling the Atlantic, they took part in supporting the Allied landings in France, the first two ships at Normandy and the latter present at the landings in southern France. After this, they would operate off the Italian coast until the end of the war. Post-war, all three surviving vessels would see action in various operations, including in French Indochina, off Algeria, and in the Suez Crisis. All would then be decommissioned at the end of the 1950s, and shortly thereafter scrapped in two cases, but Montcalm survived until the end of the 1960s by serving as an accommodation ship before she too was sold for scrap.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.